Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Tuesday, May 31st, 2005, in 3, 2, 1. Egypt's reforms are praised, but Christians encourage more religious freedom. A ministry combines vocational training and the power of the gospel in West Africa, and a shy people group comes out of their shell to praise God in Mexico. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Topping the news today, Egypt's reforms have gained positive press, making it a crucial time to address Christian persecution. A case in point, Voice of the Martyrs' Todd Nettleton says 30-year-old Ghasser Muhammad Mahmoud recently converted to Christianity. His family committed him to a mental facility where he's now being tortured.
If you're a Muslim who wants to become a Christian, that cannot be done. You cannot get a new ID card. You cannot register a change of faith. So it's a country that definitely discriminates against Christians, and particularly Muslims who become Christians.
The fact that many mission groups tread carefully in Egypt contradicts religious freedom claims. Nettleton says the case brings to light the truth of hostility against believers.
They would not see this, and they for sure would not admit in any kind of a public way that this has anything to do with Christian persecution in Egypt. But the reality is, if Ghasser Muhammad Mahmoud was still a Muslim, he would not be in this mental facility.
We turn next to India, where the movement for freedom amongst the Dalits, the untouchables, continues. With thousands renouncing Hinduism, the caste system, and oppression, the doors are open for the gospel. Bibles for the World's Moe Padidi says that they were asked by one Dalit leader for help.
What we are doing is providing them the New Testament as well as the Gospel of John in quantities. We have just printed 200,000 copies of the Gospel of John, and those have been distributed among these Dalit people.
Rochunga Padidi says that they need help to meet these needs.
Pray that God will send a tremendous revival among them, and number two, that God will provide more Gospel of John that you can freely give away in hundreds of thousands. Now, the cost of printing Gospel of John is only 25 cents. And we need more missionaries than ever before, national missionaries.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Meanwhile, God is working in Ghana, West Africa. Art Speck of Oasis International Ministry says through their vocational training center in the city of Pram-Pram, exciting things are taking place.
Once they learn that they are someone special, then they can stand on their own feet. We see that happening in Pram-Pram in a greater way, and we hope to eventually see that happening throughout Ghana and all of Africa.
It's not only job skills training. Oasis also teaches students that God loves them and has given them unique talents and abilities. Speck says that makes the world a difference.
What we see happening is just a continual changing in the lives of the people that we're working with in many different levels, even to the effect that it is affecting the town that we are in. Not just the people that we're working with, but they are taking it out from this place and affecting others. And that's what is most exciting to see.
Next, Bethany Christian Services reports on a possible moratorium on international adoptions in Ukraine. The bill has already been proposed to Ukraine's parliament and is expected to be voted on in the near future. The legislation is aimed at protecting Ukrainian children from abuse by foreign adoptive families. Pray for the children of Ukraine who would lose their opportunity for a loving Christian home if the bill passes. And every Wednesday, Friday, and Sunday, believers among an Indian tribe in northern Mexico meet with Operation Mobilization workers to worship God together. Team members say through the meetings, God is bringing unity and harmony among the Triqui believers, a normally reserved people. During the meetings, they've been seen singing, testifying, and encouraging others. Pray for the ongoing work among the Triqui Indians and other tribes in northern Mexico. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like to receive the free copy of Chuck Swindoll's book, The Darkness and the Dawn, a gift from Transworld Radio, call 1-800-995-4828. This book can be a great witnessing tool. It uses everyday language to help people understand the atoning work of Jesus Christ. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also request it at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.